This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Nicole Hurd is the director of the Center for Undergraduate Excellence and a recent recipient of the Governor's Medal from Governor Tim Kaine for her work on the GUIDE program. Nicole, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I'm glad you could join me. This is very exciting, and we want to make sure we explain it well, and I'm so glad you're here to do that, because I don't think I could do this. It really is something very, very unique for the nation, and it came right here out of UVA, which is so exciting. Tell us, what are we talking about, this thing that you won this great award for?
We're talking about taking our recent graduates, all the wonderful students that are about to graduate from UVA, and placing them in high schools with low college-going rates across the Commonwealth to get our young people to go on to college. So the idea is actually quite simple. Who best to advocate for and convince young people they should go to college, but people who just gone through it themselves? And so the statistics bear out that about 79% of Virginians are graduating from high school, but only 53% of them are going on to college. And so we kind of decided the best two constituencies we could group together are recent graduates who are looking at service work like Teach for America or Peace Corps, and instead of having them go to Houston or Dallas or Los Angeles or a foreign country, why don't we keep them here in Virginia with that service mentality and connect them to these young people that just don't know how to go?
So how does it? What are the nuts and the bolts here? How does it work? These recent graduates are assigned to a school, and they show up in the morning? And
so they're assigned to a school. We train them for the summer first, so they learn all about financial aid, admissions, diversity, all the great things that they can convey to these young people, SAT prep. And then they go into the school for the whole academic year. They're embedded in the community, so they're living in every place from Martinsville to Danville to Alexandria to here in the Charlottesville area. They're in the schools full-time, and they sit with those guidance counselors who are so overworked. For a counselor in Virginia is one counselor for every 388 students.
You're kidding.
No. And that's right about the national average.
Oh, my gosh.
So our guidance counselor. Yeah, no. So they're totally overworked.
And underpaid.
And underpaid. Yeah. And have disciplinary issues and have scheduling issues and have to look at standards of learning and No Child Left Behind. So they've got plenty of things on their plate.
So they love it to have a recent college graduate sitting in their office who can handle that kind of stuff.
That's right.
And somebody comes in and says, hey, I got a question about going to college.
And it's really increased our capacity. I mean, our friends at Charlottesville High School have a guide. Our friends in Louisa, Fluvanna, Green, Nelson. So, and the idea is really, you know, Todd Ryan, the counselor at Louisa, has been such a great advocate. And he said, you know, the capacity has just changed now. We can take young people on field trips. We can proof essays. We can help fill out financial aid forms. And his staff, while they want to do that kind of work, just didn't have the time to.
We're talking with Nicole Hurd of the Center for Undergraduate Excellence at the University of Virginia. Has this program been around long enough to see that it's really working?
Yes. So we're in our second year right now. The first year we had 14 recent graduates out. This year we have 22. And we saw a 15% increase on average in the college going rate in these high schools the first year.
In the high schools where you had placed kids.
Exactly.
The numbers that went up 15%?
An average of 15%.
Wow.
And so the idea is that why don't we keep going to more and more schools and getting more and more young people the opportunity to go into post-secondary education, whether that be community college or any other form of higher education. So the beauty is that we're not a UVA recruiting program, although UVA did have a 10% increase in applications from the schools we were in. But William & Mary had a 22% increase, and you know, James Madison had a 17% increase. And actually, our biggest bump was our sister school down in Wise, had a 112% increase in applications in the 14 schools we were in.
Wow. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's exciting.
So it's not exciting. They don't sit in these high schools in and say, you got to go to UVA, you got to go to UVA. They just say, I'm here to answer your questions if you're thinking about continuing your education, whether it's at UVA or
That's
Wise
right.
or, you know, Piedmont.
Right. And it's not just, I'm here to give you help. It's also, hey, I was a first-generation college student myself. I know how scary it is when mom and dad don't know how to navigate this for you. So let me help you and bring mom and dad in and I'll talk to them. Or, hey, I was a low-income student myself and I know what it's like to think I don't have the dollars to do this. So let me show you how to fill out these forms. So they have such great credibility with these kids because, A, they're peers. They can speak their language.
Right.
And, B, they've gone through a lot of these things before. They're a very diverse group. They're a very passionate group. And they know that somebody gave them the pep talk they needed to make it here. So now it's their turn to give that pep talk to somebody else.
This is really quite moving. And I think if you were from a family like mine where there was no question you were going to go to college, right. it was assumed you start thinking about it. I knew where I wanted to go when I was in eighth grade.
Yeah.
I knew I was going to go to William & Mary. I applied early. I got accepted early. There was never any doubt. But Allison, my wife Allison, taught for 2 years at a school in upstate New York in Oneonta, Suco Oneonta. And most of the kids there were first-generation college students. So we got to know a lot of them, and it's a very different experience. I mean, these are kids who often took off time after high school to work and raise money to go to college.
That's right.
They have just a different type of appreciation and a whole different experience because they're the first.
That's right.
You know, black, white, brown, old, young, they're the first ones to go to college. It really is neat to see.
It is neat to see. And, you know, studies show that we might lose them if they go work first. So it's so important to get to them that, you know, if you don't get to somebody right after high school, the chances that that employment might not enable them to have the time to go to college or go to part-time, the success rates are so much higher if somebody directly matriculates into post-secondary education. So the idea is really to say, hey, there are scholarships out there. There are ways to do this. There are, you know, Access UVA, Gateway, William & Mary. We have such aggressive financial aid in the state.
Yeah.
That really they just need to be told. And, you know, if you don't have mom or dad or an aunt or uncle that's done this, the barriers are very real. And so they're there to just make sure that they can navigate this and get the information they need.
Nicole Hurd with the University of Virginia, was there anything like that? I mean, this is sort of seems like a no-brainer kind of thing. Like, yeah. This is so obvious. Why haven't we been doing this for 100 years? Was there anything like this that existed out there?
Well, that's the beauty of this program is it's so simple. I mean, this is something that I think matches very well with our students and the need. There were programs doing this in terms of nonprofits, but no university had stepped up and done this, and nobody was doing it with recent graduates full time. So the way this came about was the Jack Kent Cook Foundation was here in Charlottesville, looking for a nonprofit to start up, looking for a little mom and pop access program, which is what most access programs are, to come into this area and say, hey, we're going to give out scholarships and encourage young people to go to college. And I happened to be in the meeting when that was happening and was working at UVA and saw these young people that would be so great at this work. And so came back and talked to my dear friend Ed Ayers, who was my boss because he's dean of the College of Arts and Sciences, and a couple other folks at UVA and said, hey, why don't we go back to the foundation and say, instead of using, you know, a little nonprofit, why don't we do the whole state and use our recent graduates for this work? And he said, great idea, let's go for it. And next thing you know, we talked to the foundation, and 3 months later, we had a check for $623,000 to start the first program.
Where's my bell? My goodness. Wow. And then you were off and running.
We're off and running.
So this thing really was born right here at the University of Virginia in just conversations in Ed Ayers' office. I mean,
conversations are really just having the right students and the right problem and seeing how the stars could line up.
It's really exciting, and we're going to learn more about it after this break. Let's take a very quick break. We're talking with Nicole Hurd of the Center for Undergraduate Excellence at the University of Virginia and a recipient of the Governor's Medal from Governor Tim Kaine for the GUIDE program that she helped establish here at the University of Virginia that reaches out to high schools across Virginia and encourages folks to get educated more after high school. You also won the Governor's Medal from Governor Tim Kaine for your work on this nationally unique program that is actually getting more kids into higher education. Where were you when you found this out? Do you remember the phone call?
I remember the phone call. I was in my office and had no clue that this was percolating, and it turned out that some of the guides and some of my students who are graduating this year and some of my colleagues had nominated me for this award. And, you know, to be honest with you, this was really for the program. It wasn't for me. There's just so much good work going on. And, you know, these recent graduates are out there spending 80 hours a week encouraging young people to go to college. So to see their work acknowledged that way was really a thrill.
Tell us now, we've got this, this program was created here at UVA. It has a lot more, I mean, the numbers are skyrocketing. It obviously works, and you've piloted it here in Virginia. But now it's going national.
It went so well that our primary funding came from the Jack Kent Cook Foundation. And then we've enjoyed, really support from AmeriCorps, so we're now an AmeriCorps program, as well as some alumni from the university have helped, and some other community foundations. So we're really getting some wonderful support from the Virginia community. But the Jack Cook Foundation was so pleased with those bumps that I told you all about that they decided to invest $8 to $10 million more dollars, so we could expand this program.
Wow.
So,
gosh.
On March 21st, they announced a $10 million gift that went to 10 different universities from UNC Chapel Hill to Brown, Tufts, UC Berkeley, Alabama, Utah. There's a really interesting mix of private schools, public schools, smaller school, bigger schools, with the idea that we can do this across the country.
That is unreal. So now, not only, you created this program here, and got it up and running in Virginia. Now, on your plate is creating this program nationally.
And the exciting thing is that Virginia's the model. So we've got a flagship program here now, and the idea is to do national training this summer. So in addition to the training we'll do in Virginia, we'll get all these schools together and train this massive corps. So we're calling it the National College Advising Corps, and they'll do exactly what the Virginia graduates have done, which is spend some time doing training and then going into these schools being full-time advocates for post-secondary higher education and going to schools that have similar needs to what we have in Virginia, so both urban and rural placements, and really getting in there and helping those guidance counselors with these tremendously high caseloads.
And again, reaching kids all across the country who might otherwise never go to college. You're providing them an opportunity to sit down with a peer who looks them in the eye and says, you can do this.
That's right.
I'll show you how to do this. That's you can get to college.
And hopefully encourage young people to go to college. Two things. Encourage young people to go to college that don't think they can go to college, and also encourage high-achieving, low-income kids to go to college. That, you know, there's this...
Let them know that there's help out there.
Yeah, you know, the statistic is that 75% of the students in the top-tier schools, in the top 25 schools, come from the top quintile economically, and only 3% of our students are from the bottom quintile economically in the top tier schools. So we need to really do more socioeconomic diversity in higher ed when you're talking about the top tier schools. And a lot of our cohorts in this national expansion are top tier schools. So the idea is with Access UVA, with, you know, Gateway William Mary, with what's going on at Brown and some of these other schools, obviously the Carolina Covenant being another example, to really make sure that we get high achieving, low income school students into these schools.
How fitting that this program, this what will be, I'm sure, a incredibly successful, nationally significant program. How fitting that it was born here at Mr. Jefferson's University, the guy who said, we need to reach into these poorer communities. We need to reward people for merit and talent and not wealth and privilege. And, you know, Jefferson was one of the ones, I'm going to create a school, but I want to make sure that we have scholarships that reach out and find these really bright young people and get them educated.
Right.
And give them opportunities.
That's right. Well, and the best part of the job is, you know, is the site visits, is actually going to see these young people. I actually was in Louisa County a few weeks ago and saw a young man come in, and he was trembling as he handed the guide his letter. And he didn't know if it was an acceptance letter or a rejection letter, but he's a first generation low income student. And so she opened it for him. And I mean, all three of us burst into tears. You know, this young person's now going off to college. So, you know, those are the moments that make this job, phenomenal and makes, you know, my gratitude to UVA and our students. I mean, I'll be forever indebted for the passion and service our students have here.
Yeah. Wonderful. Wonderful. What do you think you've learned the most about what makes, where is the core? Where does the success come from here? Is it just getting a younger person in those schools versus a, you know, 40-45-year-old guidance counselor getting, say, you know, a 21-year-old in there? Is that it, or is there something else?
I think it's two things. Part of it is I think the model works because it's like Teach for America that has phenomenally high numbers, and I think we could scale as large as Teach for America. So part of it is having a peer go in there, and I think advising is actually a lot easier than teaching. That getting a young person to say, hey, let's talk about an application or a financial aid is actually a lot easier than teaching geometry or history or something.
Or going home and grading papers and coming up with a lesson plan.
So it actually fits what a 22 to 24-year-old's passion and job capabilities are. It fits that very well. And I think that's one thing that's really made this easy to replicate. I think the second thing is one of my dear colleagues calls them the Clean Slate Club. They go into these communities and they don't know that in eighth grade the young person might have had a disciplinary issue, or that, you know, mom or dad isn't supportive of them going to college, or that there might be some hiccups in their past. And so since they have this clean slate, they don't know the young person's history. All they know is a transcript and the potential. They can actually empower these people to dream things they never dreamed about, whereas somebody else might have been a little bit more, shall we say, jaded about what the young person's potential might be. So they do have this clean slate, kind of the sky's the limit 22-year-old enthusiasm that I think is absolutely contagious and empowers these young people. And again, they don't have any of that baggage because they're new to the community.
Nicole Hurd with the National, now what do I call it? The
National College Advising Corps.
The National College Advising Corps, the creator right here in studio and winner of a Governor's Medal from Governor Tim Kaine for her work on this incredibly unique and important program. Thank you so much. I'm thanking you as an American because you are really, you and the team that you are building are really going to change lives. You're changing lives, and it's really exciting to see that.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Thanks for joining me.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.